Hey, this is Micah, and you're listening to Get Lost, Episode 3. Today, I'm going to be talking about Moon Over Manifest by Claire Vanderpool. Alright, I'm going to try to keep this as short and concise as possible. I don't want to give anything away. I want it to be a fun first read for you guys. So I'm just going to give you the basic story and book summary. So the main character is 12-year-old Abilene Tucker. Her father sends her to live in this small town in Kansas named Manifest, while her father is working on a railroad job, and she's not sure exactly where he is. He used to live in Manifest when he was younger, so he would tell Abilene these wonderful stories about how wonderful and how rich and beautiful this town in Kansas is. So she kind of has this fake expectation for what the town is going to be like. And when she gets there, she is struck with the cruel reality that Manifest, Kansas is pretty much like any other small western town in the 1930s in the United States. It is hit drastically by the Great Depression, and it is old, it's falling apart, it's dusty, and there's not much money to be found. It's a very poor, small little tight-knit community. And she is staying with Pastor Shady. And one afternoon when she is in the upstairs bedroom where she is staying, she finds a box of trinkets and mementos underneath the floorboard. And inside she just finds a bunch of old little knickknacks and different letters from 1917 and 1918. And it's currently 1936 when this book takes place. So she's super curious, and she reads through some of these letters, and she digs up all these old stories about Manifest, Kansas during World War I. And they unlock this huge mystery about the town's kind of growing up and how the town kind of became what it was in its height. And she knew that her father, Gideon, had lived there. And she went around and asked different people if they, remember anything about when he was there, remember anything that he did. And she doesn't get very many answers from the townspeople, but she starts to kind of put some different pieces together. And through different stories that she's told about the items that she found, she starts to uncover the mystery of her father and the town of Manifest, Kansas. And the box of letters and different mementos and things lead to the uncovering and the mystery of the town of Manifest, Kansas, and it helps Abilene shed some light on who her father truly is and what he was like before his wife passed away, and kind of showing what he was like in his younger days. So I absolutely love this book. It is a wonderfully, wonderfully written book. I love Claire Vanderpool's writing style. She has another book called Navigating Early. I'm going to be having a separate review on that one. But both of these books, both Navigating Early and Moon Over Manifest, which I'm doing now, they have the same writing style. In both of her books, she always has the main storyline, and then she has another side story that adds on to the current story, and it typically ties in either with the same characters or having something explaining more of the actual story plot that's going on with our actual main events, or the main event will shed light on the side event that's going on. And in the case of Moon Over Manifest, those two different plots are the plot with Abilene Tucker in 1936 in Manifest, Kansas, and then a story with the people of Manifest, Kansas in 1918 during World War I. And we have pretty much all of the same people back and forth between these two stories. And the story about Manifest, Kansas during World War I helps shed some light on Abilene's mystery of trying to find out and figure out who her father was before she was born and before her mother died. And it's an awesome writing style. I love the way of having the two intertwining stories. It makes it incredibly fun to read because you get kind of two stories in one and you get two sides of a story. And having these two stories between 1936 and 1918, you're able to see a lot of different sides of some of the characters that maybe don't have a lot of explaining during the main story. It'll go back, and in the other story, you might be able to see some of them when they were younger. So you might kind of see how they used to be, or how they are like how they are now. And it kind of sheds light between the two stories. And I find that it's super, super enjoyable for reading because you just get so much more information that way. I absolutely love this book, and I highly recommend it to all of you guys to check out. Thank you so much for listening to my review on Claire Vanderpool's Moon Over Manifest. If you end up reading this book and liking it, I would love to hear what you think. If you want to go over to my blog, MicahCummins.com, you will see this podcast episode and all my other episodes, and you can leave your comment there. Again, thank you so much for listening, and make sure to stay tuned to the next episode of Get Lost.